Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The ruse continues, folks. The game. You've been in it, but at least you're no longer a pawn, huh? I don't know, what are you? Are you a rook? Are you a bishop? Are you a knight? Or are you a queen? Maybe you're the king. Maybe you're the one that's being protected. I doubt that. We haven't graduated to that status yet. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The ruse. I keep talking about the ruse. It's being uncovered. Fauci the fraud. I'm going to talk more about that little leprechaun fraud man. Just because he makes the perfect metaphor, the perfect backdrop of leftism as we know it. Fake it till you make it. The president actually said something about him. He gave some pretty fun words about the fraud man. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about. Kamala Harris in Latin America. That wasn't such a great trip for her. No, she didn't do as well as I think she might have wanted to do. But what I want to talk about right now is you. I want to talk about you because you are limitless. That's what you should be teaching yourself. That's what you should be teaching your children. That's what you should be saying to everybody around you. You and they are limitless. And all you got to do, folks, is find your passion, that thing that you are good at. It's like what Curly said in City Slickers. Do you remember that movie, City Slickers? Curly was the old ranch hand that roped the guy and, you know, was messing around and tried to hang him with his whip. And then he eventually died on the trail. He's a crusty old dude, but not to be messed with. Anyway, he and Billy Crystal go off and ride to go get the cattle that had kind of gotten away from the rest of the herd. And they had to sleep overnight out on the range because they couldn't catch up with the herd at night. In the morning they got up and Billy Crystal and him had a moment, and he said to Curly, said to him, you know, all you guys, you come here. He says, how old are you? 38? And Billy Crystal said, 39. He says, yeah, y'all all come up here around the same age. You get a lot of knots in your rope and you think a couple of weeks is going to help you untie them. But he says, the secret to life is one thing. And he holds up his finger. And Billy Crystal's eagerly awaiting it, like, do tell, oh guru man, oh Swami. And he says, tell me, what is it? What is the one thing? And Curly says, I can't tell you that. It's your one thing. It's the thing you decide is your passion. And what we've done is we've taken that away from people. I did an interview on FreedomWorks. And I was lamenting that I get up in the morning so energized about what I have to do in my life. What is the next thing I want to do? My buddy Foster Freeze had died. He said he has three tenets in life. I'm going to give you the third. I'll give you the others another time. But the one he says is always be planning something that you're looking forward to. That keeps you living. So what's your secret to life? What's that thing you want to do? Maybe your secret to life is watching this country return to normalcy. Everybody I'm talking to, Kevin, what should we do? I said, guys, let me tell you, I'm acting on it. Started PolitiChatter, became a partner over there, a president of the company. Why? Because I want to make a change. Started the Flick Fest for the same reason. I want to make a change in Hollywood. Started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Why? Because I want to change the education system. Started UnhyphenatedAmerica.org. Why? Because I wanted people to see this country the way I see it. Folks, you have that power too. You are limitless. Limitless. Our saying over at PolitiChatter is, if your voice had no power, they wouldn't try to silence you. It was Alice Walker who said, the most common way that people give up their power is thinking they don't have any. I was once that guy sitting up on the third floor of his home and asking myself, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to put myself out there? Because if you do, I said to myself, you better be prepared to go the whole way. You'd better be prepared to never go back into corporate America and to make this thing work for yourself. You know how scary that can be? It's okay. It worked out. The results could have been, who knows? But I didn't look back. You know, it's like, who was it that once his ships landed in America, it was Pizarro or Peru or somebody, I don't know, some explorer. He burned his ships. Nobody was going home. This was the new home. Burn your ships, folks. The reason why you are in this is because you want the truth. And Sojourner Truth said truth is powerful and it prevails. It may not seem like it at first, but you give it time. It prevails. It'll make you better working towards the truth. That's what we should be doing. Another famous person you might know of, Victor Hugo, he made a comment once that always stuck with me. All the forces in the world are not so powerful as an idea whose time has come. What idea's time has come for us? Is it time for conservatism? I say it is. Is it time for us to get back in the game? Is it time for us to never take our eye off the ball again? I say it is. It's time for us to deliver a brand, to change things. And I keep telling you guys this. I don't look at the left's news. They want me. They got clickbait on there, man. They want me to click that article. They'll test you. They'll try to make you think it's positive when it's not. I click nothing of the left. I get my ideas. I write what I write. And my producers go out and get me stuff, but because sometimes we have to have background information, but I'm not clicking their stuff. I want to know, I want it to be our thoughts. I want them to come to us. I want us to talk about the nonsense of global warming and have them defend their side of it. I want us to talk about building a wall and have them defend it, not building a wall. I want us to talk about the crime rate and how it's always Democrats who are in the most crime-ridden cities and have them defend it. I don't want to talk about it in a dual way. I don't want them to have an out either. I want them to have to take responsibility. What do you teach your kids? When your kid turns 14, 15 years old, you say you are transforming into manhood or womanhood. You got to take responsibility. Don't look for somebody else to be the fall guy. So what? It's not your fault. It's okay to step up and say, you know what? I'll take responsibility. Those are powerful words. When applied correctly. Look, is any of this your fault per se? I don't think it is. But how about we do this? How about we take responsibility?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Indira Gandhi said, "The power to question is the basis of all human progress." The power to question. Think about what that means. I can tell you this. The basis of my progress in life is my ability to look at things and go, that doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. And then start asking people, explain that to me. That's a powerful weapon, it really is, because you can find out how quickly, see, if somebody knows something. It's funny, like my youngest son will say, "Dad, blah, blah, blah," and he asks me a question. And I always think how quick my mind can just respond tells me how well I know it. And it may be work that he's doing for class, and I have to dust off some cobwebs. But I know the level at which I know it just by how fast my brain responds. And sometimes I have to tell him, well, we're going to have to Google that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, talking about how limitless you are. But I was thinking of ways that the left chooses to limit you.
to make you feel small, to make you feel insignificant. For example, wearing that mask. That was a punishment by Arabs back in the day. And it eventually turned into the outfit that women wear, where they cover their entire bodies. The only thing you can see are their eyes. You can tell a lot by a person's eyes, but you can certainly tell a lot by seeing their whole face. Can you imagine a career where you've got to analyze, you know, think of Dr. Phil. He analyzed people for court. And you can only see their eyes. Can't see their whole face. Depersonalizes the whole act. But I'm just using that one as an example. They limit you in many ways. They limit what you can say. The left wants you think you're running along, oh, ooh, look at me. These people are marginalized you. They make you feel small. No matter how big you get, they want you to know we can knock you down. Donald Trump's a perfect example, isn't he? Donald Trump became president of the United States. They didn't like him. They knocked him down. Look at all these Matt Lauer, Kevin Spacey. It doesn't even have to be true. It can be innuendo. And the celebrities, if you wonder why they stick around, why they toe the line, they've seen what can happen when you go off the reservation. And as big as they may be, they can be making $20 million a film and it can go to nothing if they say or do the wrong thing. They know it. I'll give you an example. And by the way, I want to say this again. This show is not about the article that I'm talking about today. The reason why I'll go back 10 years or I'll talk about something that happened yesterday or today is because it doesn't matter. It's a metaphor. Leftism is all about metaphors. It does not matter what time period you pick. You can apply the crazy. But see, so is conservatism. Conservatism is sane. I can go back 50 years and look at some policy that somebody did, and it will still be sane if it's done from a pragmatic conservative point of view. Anyway, let me talk about this ESPN girl. Her name was Sunk Stewart. And she was fired for tweets that she tweeted back in 2012. And apparently somebody was trolling her. And she fired back at him and called him, and I'm going to use a different word, but you'll get it, a hag. Okay? Now, let me ask you this. You as listeners of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and, you know, followers of my work, have you ever in your life said something like, quote, and I'm going to use their terms, but don't feel bad about it, homophobic, racist, whatever. Have you ever, you know, I can tell you this. My grandmother has called white people, as she says, out of their name many times. Many times. There's not a dude I know that has not used the word hag. Okay, you get what I'm saying? I could go on. There have been many people, men and women, that I know who have called women out of their names, okay? I'm talking, there's some prominent people I know that have used terminologies for women or whatever. Pick your supposedly oppressed group. Not a person could survive the cancel culture of today if they want to go back far enough. So anyway, this girl, she hadn't even been on the payroll a month at ESPN, and they fired her. So here's what the story says. She issued a statement after they broke the news of her firing, saying that her 9-year-old words were unacceptable and hurtful, noting that she had been previously punished for her statements. And here's what she wrote. ESPN has notified me that they terminated my contract due to my deleted tweets from 2012. I know the words I used are unacceptable and hurtful, and I'm terribly sorry for this lapse in judgment, but I cannot apologize for standing up to the vicious attacks I and so many other female personalities endure from anonymous online trolls. I wish ESPN had been willing to stand behind me, particularly because I'd already been suspended for these tweets by another company several years ago, but I cannot control their decision. I can only say I'm sorry for the person I was and some of the mistakes I made in my youth. words that will never come out of my mouth. I keep telling people, stop apologizing. People ask me, what is the biggest thing you can do in this movement to help move things forward? Stop apologizing. You have nothing to apologize for. I don't know. Look, that word, if you don't want to use it, it's fine. I don't really care. There's a lot of things I can call you that I think can make you hurt worse. And it doesn't have to be. It isn't the word itself. It's how you say it. And I can go into that. That's a whole other nuanced discussion that we could have. But the point is, if you said something in your youth, your thing should be, I stand by those words. I was absolutely upset. I use words that maybe you don't like, but I stand by it. The guy was trolling me. I knew he was gay, so I called him a hag. I was doing it to hurt him. But I wasn't condemning the entirety of gay culture, etc. Do not apologize. I'm so sick of seeing this stuff. This is what has got make these people believe they've got power over you. The gay lobby celebrating this. Oh, look at that. We got somebody fired for using a word they use openly in their culture. The same thing happens with black folks. Trust me, people, you better pay attention. Your kids are going to get fired because somebody accuses them of saying a word that they maybe even didn't say. This has gone way overboard. Obama's in the news because he says cancel culture's gone overboard. That clown is as big as he thinks he is in the Democratic Party. There are things he knows he can't say or he'll be gone. The reason why I say what I want to say is I'm not going to be prisoner to idiots who think they can tell me what to say. It's not going to happen. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The monthly release of the Consumer Price Index will show Americans if inflation will be short-term or part of a long-term and dangerous cycle. Ahead of Thursday's inflation data, the White House is confident the economic recovery will continue. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Biden revoked the pipeline's permits on his first day in the White House. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News. In a multi-billion dollar industry, should student athletes be paid for playing sports? The debate has been ongoing for decades. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate is hearing from the NCAA president and the nation's top athletic leaders on compensation for students. Legislation has been proposed to allow athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, or NIL rights.
Together, we have an exceptional opportunity. I think, frankly, a historic opportunity to change the national landscape for college athletics.
NCAA President Mark Emmert adding that the federal solution needs to ensure that NIL payments are not a pay-for-play scenario. Gonzaga men's basketball head coach Mark Few talks about the future of college sports.
Previously mentioned, we are at a critical juncture in college athletics, and it really isn't an exaggeration to say the future of college sports is in jeopardy.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Limitless, that is what you are. There should be a song about what is it? That's what you are. Unforgettable. No, limitless, that's what you are. Limitless, come near or far. You are limitless. Yeah, I was having this discussion, I don't know with whom, but, you know, I have lots of discussions every single day. And I said, why are we so focused on telling people what they're bad at, what their frailties are? Why are we not letting people discover what they are limitless as? Look, people that know me, you know the story. I told you years ago when I first started writing, and I didn't think I had any writing talent. But I was having a discussion with God because I had nothing left to write. I was out of ideas. And God is my witness. Well, let me use something different so you know. As sure as you're hearing my voice right now, this conversation happened between me and God. And I told him, I said, hey, look, I'm out of ideas, man. I got nothing. And it happened because I had written almost the same article twice within a 2-week period. Because I was trying to write every day and, you know, and be profound and all this. And God chuckled. I could hear a chuckle. Like, and he said to me, my son, tomorrow you're going to wake up and you're going to have so many ideas. You won't even know what to write about. He goes, it's going to be a flood of ideas. And I remember thinking about Bruce Almighty, the scene, the thing in Bruce Almighty, where Jim Carrey wakes up and he's got all the messages that he's got to deal with from people praying to God because he wanted to be God. So Morgan Freeman let him play God for a bit. So you get the point. I woke up the next morning and unbelievably, I had a flood of ideas. It was the most amazing, and in my life, one of the many, many reasons why I know there is a God, I can tell you with a fact, I had that conversation with this higher power. The next day, I get up, and it is exactly as God said. I had so many ideas. And fast forward a few years, I actually told God, I didn't tell him to ask him to cut it off. I just said, help me wrangle it because it's too much. And so at that point, I started writing mostly about race and class because he says, do what you know. You don't have to research. You know, if you're trying to be an expert on foreign policy, there are better people. But if you're trying to be an expert on the human condition, there's nobody better, because you know yours better than anybody. And the problem is they don't understand that they know as much as you do, so you're going to have an advantage. This is my conversation with God. He's like, just do you, is what he essentially has said. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. Do you. This girl I was talking about earlier is Stewart. I'm not proud of my past decisions. She says she's a better person now than she was a decade ago. Hey, here's what I'd say to Stewart, and I'd say to anybody listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson, you are a better person moment by moment if you're living life in a way that God wants you to live it. You're a better person every minute. You are always self-correcting. Who's the toughest? Who's the toughest on you? Is it me? I'm not preaching to you. I'm not lecturing you. I'm telling you. I will tell you my frailties. But I can give you my answer. I'm the toughest on me of anybody. Anybody I know. Anybody I've ever known. That is your correction mechanism for yourself. And so what? You used a bad word or this word or you did something wrong to somebody. Look, I was thinking just the other day about somebody I hurt 20 years ago. Just the other day, had to say this idea of, wow, rethinking that situation, I could have been a better person. No stuff. It's called evolution. Something leftists, by the way, don't get, because, you know, they're these one-cell organisms that they can't evolve. Nature just doesn't know what to do with them. But this girl, it's fired over tweets from 2012 that she's already apologized for, and I'm telling you, the way that they get to you is they want you to apologize. That is their bullying tactic. They want to bully you. So your critical race theory, and you should be apologizing for your whiteness, or if you're black, you're bullied into thinking that you're stupid and undeserving of things that you've actually earned. And I could go on. Men are supposed to apologize to women. For what? Women don't apologize to men. Not according to feminists. Black people don't need to apologize to white folks. So what? I killed your baby, or I killed your mom, or I, you know, robbed you, or took your car. What? Who knows? So what? I have to apologize. And you know what? They don't. You know who has to apologize? The person who wronged you. There is no collective apology. On behalf of America, I would like to apologize to insert country here. I'm apologizing for this country. I bet you money we've done more to help you than we have to hurt you. And maybe we should have stayed out of your business. But as a collective nation, we have no apology needed. None needed. Those who may feel like you've wronged us in the United States, don't worry. We'll get over it. We're big boys. That's what Kristi Noem said, the governor of South Dakota. Here's her talking about, get over yourselves.
You may find you have a gift or a talent that you didn't know that you had. You may meet somebody at that meeting that will change your life forever. Could be your next business partner, your next mentor, somebody that makes all the difference in the world for you, your family, your county, your state, or your community, or your country. So say yes to those opportunities when they come. The second thing is that this country is addicted to being offended. We love to be offended, don't we? By everything everybody says, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that, that's terrible. You know, get over yourselves. We just need to get over yourselves. I had a pastor years ago tell me, Kristi, people are going to throw offenses out all the time at you. You're the one who decides if you want to pick it up and carry it around with you. But then you're the one carrying the burden. You have the opportunity to make a decision each and every time to just walk by that offense and leave it lay there and let it go. So I need you to get over yourselves, because there are people in this country that we have quit talking to. We have gotten angry and emotional, and we just wrote them off and said that they're a lost cause, and we quit talking to them. I need you to stop. I need you to put the emotion and the anger aside. I never made a good decision when I made it out of anger or out of emotion. And walk up to people that you haven't talked to in a long time and have a conversation with them. And the first thing you need to do is listen. Listen to them, because nobody in this country feels like anybody's listening to them anymore. And then share with them the statistics or the facts or the stories of really the consequences of leadership.
Get over yourselves is what Kristi Noem says. I agree. This cancel culture stuff is, you know, and how people will ostracize you. I told you guys when I got fired from Fox over a truth, by the way, over a truth. I have not spoken to Tucker, Hannity, Laura Ingraham, any of them. Not a single Fox person since. Well, that's not true. I had a producer call me to be on a show, and I told her, you better make sure they want me. And she never contacted me again. None of them. I did have one email back from one of the Fox execs because I had a limo charge that they were billing me as opposed to Fox. And I sent it to her and said, hey, I'm not paying a limo bill, you know, from doing when I worked for Fox. And she says, no, we'll take care of it. And then she just asked me, you know, how are things going? And I thought, well, that was kind of nice of her. But that's it. Haven't been back on. And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter to me if I ever get back on. I'm just to be honest. Now, many of you have said, Kevin, go back on, man. But it's a shell of what it used to be. I want to go back to this Stewart stuff. Hired to be an analyst on ESPN's Daily Wager podcast. Was going to be included in the network's betting coverage. And then here's what they said about her. Having an experienced voice like Kelly Stewart join us better positions us to expand our sports betting content going forward, said Scott Clark, ESPN senior coordinating producer. She'll be an important asset to all that we are doing in the space and like the rest of sports of the sports betting team. She will be busy. And whatever number of years ago, 2012, 9 years ago, they decide, yeah, you didn't think I could do the math, did you? They decide that they're going to get rid of her over a tweet. A tweet that any of us could be fired for. She's right. Kristi Noem, we're addicted to being offended. That's what the left is. They want to be offended. They're looking for something, and that's why you'll say things like, Kevin, listen, I don't want to offend you. Just speak. And also learn to listen. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2860.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can smell the stench of liberalism, leftism from 50 miles away. I smell it before buzzards. Welcome. Yes, I'm that good. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See it a mile away. They can put a story up and I go, that's a lie. I know it. Know it in my bones. Glad you guys are here. I told people that Frank Luntz was a lefty years ago when Obama won in 2012. I told everybody, I said, Frank Luntz is a lefty. Tucker Carlson did a thing on him. I've been wanting to cover this story for a while, but here's a clip of Tucker talking about Frank Luntz.
Frank Luntz. Luntz lobbies. He's not a registered lobbyist, but he lobbies on behalf of some of the world's most left-wing corporations. A lot of people do that. Here's the interesting thing about Frank Luntz. At the same time he's doing that, he also advises the leadership of the Republican Party. So Frank Luntz works for Google and Nike and Delta Airlines, among many others. Several years ago, Frank Luntz advised the makers of OxyContin on how to blame rural Americans as thousands of young people in rural America drop dead of opioid ODs. Frank Luntz did that. So he's not someone that normal people would go to for advice. And if you were running the Republican Party, you definitely wouldn't, because Frank Luntz is effectively a Democrat. We know this because we've listened to him. Now, Luntz typically launders his own opinions through the pseudoscientific focus groups that he conducts. But in real life, his views, make no mistake, bear no resemblance whatsoever to the views of actual Republican voters. So again, the question is, how did someone like this wind up with so much influence in the Republican Party? Why do Republican officials listen more carefully to Frank Luntz than they listen to their own voters? That is a mystery. A lot of people have asked that question in Washington. And as of 3 days ago, here was our best guess for why. So why does Frank Luntz remain a fixture in Republican politics at a time when the companies he works for are opposed to the Republican Party, explicitly so? Well, in part because he is particularly close to the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy of California, and has been since McCarthy entered politics. In an interview earlier this year, Luntz described Kevin McCarthy as a personal friend. And that relationship gives Frank Luntz outsized influence over the Republican Party's policy positions. So Luntz is a personal friend of Kevin McCarthy's, who's the top-ranking Republican in the House.
Now, I stopped the clip there because essentially Tucker went on to say that Kevin McCarthy actually lives with Frank Luntz. He's renting space with Frank Luntz in D.C. Nothing against that. I'm not saying they can't be buddies, Democrats and you know, two of my best buddies in the world were Democrats. Politically, they're idiots. But other than that, they were the best friends I've had. But they're politically idiots. One of them passed away. But at this level, we can't be playing politics. At the level of me and my buddies, we can do it. They can't. But it goes further. Because here's another clip we have that talks about Luntz. He did not want Trump to win. And I can guarantee you, the night that I saw him when Obama won, I knew he's not just a lefty, he's a hardcore lefty.
Member McConnell saying, "You got us here. What do we need to know?" And I still remember my saying to him, "Unless you do something now, Donald Trump is the next president. Or at least, he's going to win the Republican nomination. This is not a fluke. At this point, he was leading, but still, this is before Iowa, before New Hampshire, before any votes have been cast, when the establishment still thought that there was no way that Donald Trump could actually win the nomination. And I told McConnell, and he'll acknowledge it, all the senators were there, and I showed them the dials, I showed them the research that I had done, I showed them the focus groups, I said, this guy is going to win the nomination, you guys got to do something. And McConnell and I were not all that close. He's someone who doesn't believe that much in communication, but he believed me. I know he did. And they looked at each other and said, what do we need to do? And the truth is, it was already too late. The Trump train, once it got on track, was underailable. You couldn't knock it from its course. That the Republican grassroots and a brand new set of people who are not Republican. See, Trump didn't just win by winning the Republicans. He brought in the independents who identified with the Republicans but did not feel part of the party. Donald Trump gave voice to people who had never had a voice before.
Welcome back, everybody. So I want you to think about what Luntz just said, what we've learned about him. So he's good friends with Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, House Minority Leader, lives with him. I'm not saying they're gay or anything. And he's a registered Democrat. Everything that this man does is for the good of the Democratic Party. All of his companies that he works for are lefty. I'm talking through and through, hardcore. But he's giving us advice. Now, I want you to understand why you think you're, why do you lose? It's us against them, period. In a four-man, you know, like, I'm going to put it into perspective of when I grew up. So we would play cards, and you'd have, you know, your partner in spades or bidwhist and the other team. Imagine if all three of them were against you. That's where we are. All these guys are against us. And so Luntz, he's working for the Democrats, but we tolerate him to do work for us. Let me ask you, was there not anybody who was set up to poll, who was conservative in nature, who could give us legit polling? Because think about the polling in 2020. It was junk. The Democrats knew it was junk. They paid Luntz and others to just report that Biden was surging and whatever else. It was paid. None of those polls were correct. And here's what I'm going to tell you. They weren't even correct in predicting the cheat. Nobody even tipped them off onto that. They said, just pretend that Biden's popular and leave it at that. We'll pay you millions of dollars. And that's what happened to Luntz. Very wealthy man, by the way. So what did he say? Let me just explain. He was helping the establishment. He gets called in by the Republicans who say, what can we do? And he's there to help. He's not being a pollster that says, hey, look, I don't really want to get involved with that. He's there to say, not only am I going to give you the polling, I've got to give you some bad news. There's nothing we can do. You notice he didn't, you probably missed it. But when he's talking about this, he talks about it and he says, we. He didn't say they. He says, we wanted to figure out how to keep Trump from winning. All the senators were there. He goes, McConnell. He goes, I wasn't friendly with McConnell, but I was down for the cause. You want to know why Frank Luntz was down for the cause? Because he's a Democrat. He doesn't like the way he's just as much one of them. And while he pretends that he's giving us what we want, he's a realist because he goes in and sells the Democrats in 2016. He said the same thing to them. Don't underestimate Trump. But he didn't want him to win. So whether it's Frank Luntz talking about this stuff or it's fraud, Fauci the fraud, these people are against you. Fauci the fraud acted as if he cared about what President Trump was doing. He acted as if he cares about you as a human being. This is a man that led people down the primrose path. Yeah, wear the mask. Trump's talking about the mask. No offense. I look back on, I absolutely adore Donald Trump and what he got right. But I get so upset when I think about what he got wrong. Because you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know when you're getting played. You know, I told Fauci says don't wear the mask, and he says wear the mask or whatever. Trump should have said definitively, the mask will help you if you're within 3 feet of a person. Outside of 3 feet of a person, the mask is of no consequence. If you're going to put people on a plane and you're worried about this disease, wear a mask. I would have even said, I'm good with that. I'm good with a mask covering my mouth, not my nose. That would have been my guidance. Wear the mask within 3 feet of somebody around your mouth, not around your nose. You can breathe through your nose unless you're sneezing. So, but Trump got led down the path by Fauci. But here's my point to all of this is that there are people out there like Luntz that have infiltrated the Republican Party. Not just the rhinos, but the rhinos are even people like Kevin McCarthy, who give you a little bit, side with you once, but then bring in a guy like Frank Luntz. It's sickening. We got to start learning something if we're going to stay in this fight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.